What's occurring?
So today, there's no Becky, so it's Chappers versus my flatmate on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
I was going to check you were talking to him when you asked that.
Right, you know what to do. It's a guessing game. Anyone can play along. Please feel free to do so if you're on the way home. Getting through the snow at the moment. 81199. Let me know how you do. Right, here's your first one.
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know Gary Barlow?
Yeah.
He was on with Chris Moyles this morning, launching the big Comet Relief climb up Mount Kilimanjaro, mm-hmm. which lots of celebs are doing, including Chris and Gary. Question. Do you think, right, that Gary Barlow sounds anything like this?
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
No.
I'll play it to you again.
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
Flatmate, does that sound like Gary Barlow to you, or do you even know what Gary Barlow sounds like?
I do know what Gary Barlow sounds like, and that's not him.
No, exactly. Well, for some reason, Chris Moyles thinks that that is a really good impression of Gary Barlow. My question to you this morning, with Gary Barlow on the Chris Moyles show, how many times did Chris do his really rubbish impression of Gary Barlow? Chappers.
How many times did he do it?
Yeah.
I've no idea. Four.
Chappers says four. What about my flatmate?
I think it's way more than four.
Do you think he just kept...
I'm going to go seven.
He kept doing it.
Seven. It's not really way more.
Well, no, but I've edged my bets there, haven't
yeah,
I?
Exactly. Okay.
Let's find out.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Here is Chris Moyles doing a Gary Barlow impression, which is questionable, this morning on his show.
Hey, Gary Barlow's arrived.
That's right, Chris. I set off this morning at 4:30, and here I am, nice and cold.
Hey, Gary, I bet you wish you'd written that.
That's right, Chris. I wish I'd written The Fear for Lily Allen. Ka-ching. That would have been another country that I could buy.
Anyway, right. Gary Barlow was in the house. We're going to get him in the studio in a little bit. All proceeds, by the way, from our new single. You know where they go?
No, where?
To me.
Do they?
That's right.
To you.
To me.
To me.
I've had a few training sessions with the lad, and I must say, I was really blown away with his fitness.
Thanks very much.
Gary sent me a very lovely email after we trained together a couple of weeks ago saying, not only was I impressed, but if I'm honest, I was very, very relieved.
Yeah.
I ring him and he goes, all right, yeah, blah, blah. Listen, how do you fancy climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with me for charity?
So, Gary, tell us all about it.
Well, what happened was, and at one point, it's about the 11th interview, Gary just went, can I just say, actually, I'm very impressed with Chris, isn't he, lads? Wow, you're brilliant, Rachel.
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
Does Gary like your impression of him, do you think?
He was saying only the other day that how amazing he is.
Did he?
He says that Terry Christian sounds like my impression of him.
Did Gary Barlow actually get a word in?
Didn't sound like it there.
No.
That was obviously edited together. 11 rubbish Gary Barlow impressions. Come on, flatmate. See,
is there a prize for this?
No.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Right, you know snow?
As in the weather?
Yeah. Not of the informer.
Or the informer guy.
Right, quite a lot of snow today in a lot of the UK. My flatmate knows this because we've got terrible conditions around our way, meaning he couldn't go into work today, isn't that right?
I was working from home.
Yeah.
Effective.
Pardon?
It was just more effective to be working from home rather than...
With loose women on, yeah.
Trying to get back and forth.
Yeah. Mm. Have you ever been involved in a snow fight, Chappers, a snowball fight?
Yeah. In fact, this morning.
Really? Who
yeah.
With?
With my five-year-old.
Right, who won?
I did.
Right, good.
Showed him who was boss.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you do need to be careful, because they can be a bit dangerous sometimes, snowball fights.
Oh, no, he'll be fine.
Yeah. You should really only do it if you're in supervised conditions, like I was earlier this afternoon. I went out onto the streets of Great Britain with Gemma, who works in the office. Mm. I just stood there, and she asked nine people Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
How many
people out of
nine
said they would do it and did it? Nine out of nine?
Nine.
How rude.
I've never been more sure of getting this right.
Flatmate?
Oh, I was going to go for nine.
All right. what are you saying?
I'm going for eight.
Eight. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Out of nine people, how many people want to throw a snowball at me? All right.
Hi. Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
If you want me to.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, my God. Not that big. Not the face.
Not the face.
Oh! That made you feel better?
That made me feel fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would you like to throw a snowball at Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills?
Not really, no.
No? Okay. Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Nah, he's all right.
Okay, thanks. Excuse me, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
No.
No, why not?
Don't really have any interest in Scott Mills, sorry.
Throw a snowball at Scott Mills.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Not the teeth.
No!
How does that make you feel?
Really good, actually.
Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Radio 1 Scott Mills?
Okay.
Go for it.
Ow!
Wow.
How did that feel?
Felt good.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
I would love to throw a snowball at Scott Mills.
Go for it.
Oh. How big is that?
Sorry, Scott.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I get it? You're right in the face, is that all right?
No.
That was fun.
How did that feel?
That was really good.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Yes.
Go for it. The bigger the better.
All right then, I will do it. But not now, because I'm off to see a 95-year-old lady who has just phoned me saying she has little milk and practically no bread.
Ah, you're
right?
A lovely man.
Well, maybe next time. It has to be done next time.
Okay, thanks.
Who is Scott Mills? Who's the fellow you are said about?
Who is Scott Mills? It's him.
Oh, I'd love to. Are you an announcer on Radio 1? Oh, sorry, I never listened to Radio 1.
Thank you.
Bye. So, five people.
Five?
Five people.
What's wrong with these people?
I know. I love that last guy. He was my favourite. So, once again... Chappers loses out, and my flatmate gets the point.
No,
one more.
I'm not happy about that.
No,
I'd rather it had been the nine.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
To be fair, though, the other bloke is coming back once he's gone to see that 95-year-old lady.
He could be walking around outside now looking for
probably.
You.
Probably.
Wanting to throw this snowball.
I might go out during Newsby and have a look. You know Paris Hilton?
Are you just telling people in London that you're going to go out during Newsby so
you
can throw snowballs at
you? Actually, I'm not at all. You know Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
She took part in one of our games when she came in last week. It was this one.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
That's right, it's Paris Hilton, smell my finger. What happens is Paris Hilton...
Smell my finger.
Dips her finger into something smelly, and four people came in to the Radio 1 studio to give her finger a good sniff. Here's the question. How many people correctly identified what the smell was on Paris Hilton's finger? She just gave it a little dip in something smelly. How many people would get it right out of four people?
One.
It was curry sauce. Okay?
Curry sauce. I'm going to stick. Oh, well, no. If it'll two, then.
So you are saying two. What's my flatmate saying?
I'm saying eight.
Eight out of...
It's curry sauce. You'll know straight away.
Eight out of four people, yeah?
Yeah. That's what? The dyslexia again.
No.
With four.
Four, then. Maximum four.
Wow.
Right, thanks
for... I can't believe I've lost to him.
I don't know. let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Paris Hilton with a brand new game.
Hi, Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
Freya.
Hey, Freya, smell my finger. What is it?
Brown sauce?
No. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. What is it?
Curry sauce.
Yeah! I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
Hi, Paris.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Esme.
Smell this.
It looks very strange.
Mmm. What is it?
It smells like curry sauce.
Yeah!
Did it!
Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
James.
I'm Paris Hilton. Smell this. Smell my finger.
Barbecue sauce.
No. Curry sauce.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Smell my finger.
Can I wash this crap off my finger?
Yes, you can.
Sheila got out that night with her fingers smelling of curry.
So it was two chappers.
Excellent.
So you get a point, but my flatmate still wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Thanks, flatmates.
No problem.